Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans stock up, stock down on the drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers out. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Every hump day right here on the drive, Sterner and Hughley, right around 3:20 p.m. This second 3 p.m. segment, we do a little stock up, stock down. And today, of course, is stock up, stock down, week 4 edition. The Texans are winless. They're 0-3. They're also C.J. Gardner-Johnson-less now. Heading into week 4, Titans.
Hey, on to the Titans.
Hey, you beat me to it.
On to the Titans.
That's right. Them fake-ass Oilers, them fans up in Nashville, that squad up in Nashville that likes to pretend the history of the city of Houston is theirs. They're coming to NRG Stadium on Sunday for week 4. Want to start with you, Ron, the show. Stock up for the Texans heading into week 4 against the Titans.
All right, stock up here. I know the numbers don't show it, but if you watch the game and rewatch things, Clint, I'm going to go Woody Marks. I think stock up for Woody Marks, and hopefully Nick Caley and company sees it as well, but there are plays to be made to Woody Marks in the passing game especially. Hell, if you go look at the play in which the final play that decided the game, the third down and one, where they did a full drop back pass and obviously Hines Allen was able to tip it to lead to the interception, he's wide open for a big gain, right? And there are multiple plays where he has been in a space where they could take advantage of him in the run game and especially in the pass game. And in the run game, man, Woody Marks got to be one of your more explosive players on the team right now. And I think they are looking for that. I would hope they are looking for that. And you could just see openings there for him to take advantage of. And if they've talked about this being comparative to the Patriots offense of Tom Brady, hell, he'd have had 100 yards passing with Tom Brady if he was playing the James White role,
yeah,
as he was open, yeah, a lot there. So I think his load should jump up. Woody Marks, to me, is my stock up.
Well, he's definitely a guy that since the beginning of the season has just continued to trend in the right direction. And look, when I'm watching the film, he's missed a couple of holes that I think would have been decent runs for him, good chunk runs for him. But there's no doubt about it that the positive side of it is boy, he's got some twitch, he's got a burst, he's got some speed. He's clearly the back on this team that has that elite ability in the tank right now. And so, yeah, Ron, I'm with you, man. I think the stock is up, and I'll be honest with you, the stock is up, and I still think it's a good time to buy because I think it continues to soar.
Stock up for Ron the Show. Hughley is the rookie running back. Woody Marks, over to you, former NFL quarterback, Dirty Red, Clint Sterner. Your stock up for the Texans heading into week 4 against the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ed Ingram. I'm going to go Ed Ingram at that right guard position. I mean, I think that was the position coming into this thing where it was like, hey, Lakin Tomlinson, Jake Andrews were your guard center, and then Titus was your right tackle, and whether it was Cam Robinson or Ariante Ershie was going to be your left tackle. I think that right guard was where I was really like, hey, what are we going to do at right guard? That's where I was concerned. And, boy, not only has Ed Ingram stepped in, I think this past week he's played really well. He's not look, nobody on the front is playing great, but when you look at what the expectations were and kind of how he came here, I didn't expect much, and I think he's playing above expectations, what my expectations were. And I'll be honest with you, there's some physicality that he shows. There's some finish. There's some strain. The things that D'Amico are talking about, constantly talking about, you see in Ed Ingram's play. So, look, I think he's got that right guard position on lock. I think he allows Titus Howard to go to right tackle, Ariante Erster to go to left tackle. It allows the tackles to play tackle, so there's some added bonus there with Ed Ingram. I think his stock right now is I mean, hell, seems like they're committed to him at right guard and not putting a lot of pressure on him. It may be higher than it's ever been in his NFL career, not just with the Texans.
Hey, he's the one you really notice.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's a good thing out of the group. So, yeah, Ed's playing better than I thought.
You are treating your ears right now to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday, 3:30-ish. We're doing a little stock up, stock down, talking Texans week 4 with the Titans coming to Houston. Staying right there with you, Dirty Red. Clint, what is your stock down for the Texans as the Titans are coming to Houston?
I'm going to go with Christian Kirk. I thought, and I know it was his first game back, so everybody relax a little bit. I'm not completely out on Christian Kirk, but I expected Christian Kirk to have more of an immediate impact on the game. And, you know, we hear about this Tom Brady offense. We hear about him watching film. We see him trying to execute perfect protections. And the staple that always was in that offense was a slot receiver that just seemed to always be open and always be a ball magnet and made big plays in critical moments. And I guess I just expected to see more than a couple of catches out of Christian Kirk. I expected more of the controlled routes underneath than the shots over the top with Christian Kirk. And so I'll be honest with you, I know it was his first game back, but still, my expectations were to see him impact this offense more than he did.
Yeah, and I don't think it's all him. I was surprised he wasn't part of game plan more.
And put a lid on this thing for us. We're on the show, Hughley. Stock down in your eyes for the Houston Texans in week 4 with the Titans coming to NRG.
I think stock down for me, Derek Stingley Jr. One, he has the injury, and he missed the second half and some of the first half, and he didn't practice again today. So, obviously, he may not play in this game with the oblique situation. But even with that, Clint, he hasn't been as sharp as he was. And maybe that is the injury, because I know the oblique thing or maybe the rib thing's been a deal since the Rams game. But he's given up plays. Gave up some plays in week 1. And then, you know, he had the pass interference penalty that led to the first touchdown in the end zone.
Yeah.
As we talk about other people allowing big plays and touchdowns, there was one there. This is a guy we were thinking him and Patrick Surtain, they may be, you know, fighting for the belt on who's the best corner in football. And yeah, guys have been making plays on him, and just hasn't been the same shutdown as it was the previous year. So that to me, stock down Derek Stingley right now.
Yeah, the injuries which are starting to kind of creep back up on him, obviously. And like you said, I think he was targeted and teams had a little success on him early in the season, which, you know, look, I hate to keep going back to this, but, you know, not getting the way that camp was executed this year with all of the pressure on the quarterback and not a lot of time to just, hey man, really test the receivers outside and get a lot of really good work in. It's not a surprise that earlier in the year when you see Davante Adams and Puka Nacua, you see Mike Evans, you know, you got there's some pretty damn good receivers that have been thrown out there. If Brian Thomas Jr. could catch, he'd be in that conversation. But yeah, like there's, it seems like there's that teams had a little more success targeting Derek Stingley Jr. than expected.
Davante gave him some trouble in week 1. Now, he's a great receiver, but you know, you may have a guy get one play on him. He got a couple on him in the game. All right, that's Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Coming up, we hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. We'll hear his thoughts on last week's game as they look forward. Also, as they look forward to take on the Titans. C.J. Stroud to the media coming up next.